Special shout outs go to Michael Adhiambo, Miko holding you down. Kleleshwa Massive. Hey Miko man, big up yourself man, thank you very much. Brana Baja, Arthur Adwar, Nanjera holding you down. Special thanks to Nanjera. Special thanks to Sandra Mudhune. Yeah? Special thanks goes out also to a very good friend of mine holding it down also on Capital FM 98.4, actually, to be precise. June Gashui, thank you very much for holding it down. You know how we do. I just love my people in Kenya. Good times only GTO! Not forgetting Charles Cadovillis, Sean Cadovillis, the Cadovillis family. What a guan! Love you all. Love my people. Catch you all soon. Let's stay in touch, yeah? Let's keep rocking. Let's keep jamming. I'm your host, Dr. Kenya, Oscar Ridoli. We're broadcasting from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Rejuvenated back from Kenya. Back from Paris. Back from Amsterdam as well. GTO, good times only. Not forgetting my friends in Kisumu, Kenya. Friends in Busia, Kenya. Friends in Kampala, Uganda. Worldwide, Tembo Sounds in the building.
Charlie Daniels, you're listening to my buddy Eric Jackson Lurie on WRCT 88.3 FM. Do you know me? You do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you want to dance. Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house.
Jesus.
Cadaville. I'm the blues at midnight oozing out of a back street honky-tonk. I draw my nourishment from the teeming streets of New York City, the lonely grain-covered plains of Minnesota, from cabaret and camp meeting, bayou and beer joint, good times and ghettos. I was born in the houses of New Orleans and traveled up the river on the northbound paddle wheelers. I was nurtured in the Mississippi Delta when the seeds of the blues sprang forth from the rich black soil. I was there when Elvis learned to sing, when B.B. got his first guitar. I'm black and white and smooth and rough and hard and soft. I'm the roots of American music, and I'm always there just below the surface. And when the chaff of trend and fad is swept aside, I'm exposed again. Strong, pulsating, and very much alive. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Ports in session. The defender of the faith, the defender of the gates, your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Evening, Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org and WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, getting ready to have a ball with you tonight. I've got the rock and roll, I've got the soul, I've got the country, I've got it all set to go on these turntables. They're spinning, they're humming, I got the speeds right, and we're ready to go tonight because we're going to have a ball. We've got a big show tonight. A little bit later in tonight's show, we're going to have Mark Stein from Vanilla Fudge joining us. Vanilla Fudge is reunited, they are back. The surviving original members are together, and they are coming soon to the greater Pittsburgh area. You know EJL is going to be there. So we're going to start off tonight with a little Vanilla Fudge, and then we're going to get right into requests, including requests from last week that I've got to make up. So are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? Remastermedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. Thousands have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using remastermedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit remastermedia.com and make it sound amazing. remastermedia.com. Our sponsor for this hour of Courts in Session. So let's do it. Let's get right to it. Going back to the mystery album from Vanilla Fudge, this is Golden Age Dreams, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Thousand young hearts. go alive. I can't give away my sovereignty to existence with no song.
Guys, a few weeks ago, I was complaining on air that it had been too long since there had been new Pat Travers. Well, Pat was listening because I just got direct from his record label a brand new single pressed on Red 45. Give this a listen. This is Push Yourself.
You know how it goes. Life speaks up with a punch on the nose. You're shaking your head. It's hard to see just who and how and why did this happen to me. You spend your busy day laying in bed with a naked back and fog in your head. Today's the day, the way is clear. You gotta move your ass. Yeah, get it out of here.
That's the latest from Pat Travers, hot off of a Red 45 single. Cleopatra Records knows how to do that right. What'd you think of that tune? Pat Travers is back, and you're going to be hearing more of that on Courts in Session. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and we start off tonight's show with Vanilla Fudge, going back to the mystery album from 1984, Golden Age Dreams, started the show off. Going out by request to Claire, listening online at WRCT.org. She wants some Romantics, Talking in Your Sleep. And for Jake in Oakland, he wanted me to rock it out with Iggy Pop. That comes from the 1988 album Instinct. The track was called Lowdown. So if you'd like to get a request on Courts in Session, well, you can call us here at the station at 412-268-9728. Email me here at WRCT@ericjacksonlurie.com. And you can follow me on Instagram. Direct message me there at Eric Jackson Lurie. Tell me what you want to hear. Make it deep. Tell me where you're listening in from and give me your name, and I'll take care of the rest. Like this next track going out to Tom and his wife. They're listening online. They wanted a deep track from the Metamorphosis album from the Rolling Stones, and they picked a great one. This is Jivin' Sister Fanny, 88.3 FM.
You better feel the Good, good evening.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Feel like your emotions are all over the place? A healthy routine that includes enough sleep, exercise, and proper nutrition can help you feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Hear ye! Hear ye! The coat's in session. The coat's in session.
This is Sean Watson. If you like some of the music played on Courts in Session with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, you might also like my show. It's called A Minute Pause. It runs Tuesday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
It came across the China Sea. No one knew the
That's the latest from Saxon. Track is called Remember the Fallen, and it's going out by request to Henry in Wexford. Sent me a message that he was studying hard to Saxon, and Saxon was helping pull him through. Way to go, Henry. Before that, Black Oak, Arkansas, going all the way back to 1978 from their Race with the Devil album. And for those Black Oak, Arkansas fans out there, Race with the Devil was one of two albums that Jim Dandy tried to sing in his natural voice. Of course, Jim Dandy Mangrum, one of the great rock and roll vocalists of all time, one of the most distinctive voices. But that album, he tried to do en natural. Great album, Race with the Devil. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We stream online at WRCT.org, and at that very site, you can catch a listing for all the shows going on here at the station. And this weekend, we've got Massive Music Weekend. It is something that we have done going all the way back to the 1940s. Half an hour blocks of different bands, many of which you may have never heard before, starting this Friday, tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Check out our website at WRCT.org. Check out the schedule and check off some of these different sounds that you got to get yourself acquainted with. The DJs here at the station working really hard to have a great weekend, and I'm real excited about some of the music they're going to be playing. I've been on the air for a long time. Long time it seems to me, but I'll tell you what. Every year with Massive Music Weekend, I discover new genres of music that I didn't even know. So much fun here Friday through Sunday right here on 88.3 FM. So let's get to some Joe Walsh. A few years ago, he released the album that I'm about to play the title track from. This song could have been written about EJL. This describes me to the T. I'm playing records on the air, and that's the way Joe Walsh likes to listen to them. Give this song a listen. This is Analog Man.
Clue from 10 years. Let us ask the donkey. Let us ask the donkey. Let us ask the donkey. Give me one to fly. Still, man, that is nice. And then you run. Oh, yeah. Let us ask the donkey. Do what you big silly dog. Now the Dane and you bet sister took it to the show. When was the candy along came Jim Denny and left right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Give me all the price still and that is nice and then you run. Oh yeah, little sister.
American campfire, don't you hear it calling your name? Everybody loves the American campfire, don't you hear it calling your name? Everybody loves the American campfire, go ahead and fan the flames. We'll gather round, cheering, the party is on. Family and friends are here. Pull up a stone. Set yourself down, let me buy you all a beer. Because everybody loves the American campfire, don't you hear it calling your name? Everybody loves the American campfire, go ahead and fan the flames. Well, it's a long, long way to kingdom come, but I think we have finally arrived. Life, liberty, rock and roll, I've never felt so alive. Everybody loves the American campfire, don't you hear it calling your name? Everybody loves the American campfire, go ahead and fan the flame.
It's brand new from Sweaty Teddy. We're talking about your Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent. That track is called American Campfire. And man, oh man, do I love that song. The more I play it, the more I love it. Listen to those screaming guitar licks. Ted still got it, no doubt about it. Mentioned several weeks ago that Ted is going to be joining me here on Courts in Session to talk to all of you. And I have gotten so many emails asking when he's going to be on. Looks like he's going to be on towards the end of March, maybe beginning of April. But I'm excited, and it's going to be a great show. And you know, with Ted Nugent, you never know what he's going to say, but you know he's going to speak his truth, and he's certainly a great American. New tune, American Campfire, new Ted Nugent album coming out in April called Detroit Muscle. So last Friday, I went to the Palace Theater for two shows. I saw Loverboy last Wednesday, and then last Friday, I saw America. And America was sold out. And I gotta tell you, I was so impressed with how great they were, how good they sounded, how good they looked. I don't think those guys age. And it was just a fantastic concert. First time seeing America for me. And there will hopefully be many more. Well, we got a request from Tim and Sharon in Adamsburg, listening online at WRCT.org. They want to hear some America. Give this a listen. This was a big hit back in the early 80s. Haven't heard this on the radio in a long time. This is The Border. And don't change that dial. Coming up, we've got Mark Stein of Vanilla Fudge real soon.
I feel you need me. I have to answer a desperate call that I welcome to Bibimbap here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. This is your show host, Yunsu. And for today's show, we have a very special guest. They were one of my closest friends at the radio station and still are today. And they graduated 2 years ago, so they're a WRCT alumni. Hello, Claire. Thank you for coming out today. And how are you doing?
Hello. Thank you for inviting me to Bibimbap. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's pretty chilly in New Jersey today, and it's quite rainy, but I won't let the weather get me down, and I am quite excited to do a K-pop show with you today.
Of course, this is a show across state lines today.
Claire was one of the first people that kind of got me into radio, or like was like one of my first friends at the radio station at CMU, and they were the internal music director during my first year there, and I kind of succeeded them, I guess, took the mantle.
You did succeed me. I corralled you into joining the radio station, staying in the radio station, and taking up an executive position at the radio station.
You truly are an influencer.
I was all in at the radio station. Yeah, I was internal music director, but before that, I was public affairs director for 2 years, and I had a couple of like various shows under various DJ names. I think my last one was DJ C-Day, but that was all in the past. Now I no longer go to CMU as I've graduated, but today happy to cover some topics that DJ Yunsu and I are both very enthusiastic about, which is
K-pop.
Woo. K-pop time.
All right, so let's get right into it. How did you get introduced to K-pop, and what was your first experience like with it?
Yeah. My first experience with K-pop was actually through my older sister, because she was into it. But I think she was into it because she used to watch Korean variety shows like Running Man and Family Outing. And I think 2 Days, One Night or whatever it was called back then. And because there would be K-pop artists and singers on those shows, she would listen to the music then, and then we would sort of get into it together.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any like specific K-pop songs that you were like really into back then?
Okay, I don't think I was into them, but my sister was. Specifically, I remember Kim Jong-kook, who now is often sort of just known as a TV personality, I think. He was in Turbo, which was a duo, I believe, and he had a song called Happy Virus, which my sister burned onto a mix CD, which we would listen to all the time in the car, along with Murotic by TVXQ and other songs by TVXQ, including their Japanese releases, which I thought were by a different band because they're known as DBSK in Japan.
TVXQ is really old. Do you know when they debuted? I feel like...
I don't think they're like that old. They're still only like 2000. I think they debuted after the year 2000.
That's to me, that's really old.
All right, well, we're a baby, so yeah, definitely that. Those were like sort of the first groups. And then I distinctly remember my sister asking my dad to buy albums when he went to Korea for a business trip. Oh, but I think he didn't understand which group was which, so he just came back with Big Bang and Super Junior and no TVXQ, as far as I remember.
Damn. So no, none of your favorite.
Well, I didn't know who these people were at the time. Yeah, my sister that's true. Just liked them. Did you also get into these at like a younger age?
Yeah. TVXQ was not a group that I was familiar with back then. It was definitely more like Sonyeoshide or Girls' Generation, Big Bang and SHINee, I think. Those three were probably the biggest ones.
I think the fact that you were in, like, you can say SHINee as one of your first groups proves that you're a baby.
SHINee is still fairly recent. They're still going on strong too.
Right. I mean, TVXQ is still going. It's just so is Suju.
Wait, really?
What? Yes, they just released something. Oh my gosh.
I did not know that actually.
Also, you know from TVXQ is releasing solo stuff.
Okay.
They're not like dead.
They're not dead, thankfully. But is there new stuff good? Like, have you listened to
it? I have listened to it. It's very well, it's hard to express. Maybe we can go into this later, but it is very like solo artist of a group that debuted many, many years ago.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, I also listened to Big Bang though. And one of the songs that you mentioned is one that I also listened to a lot, which was Haru Haru by Big Bang.
Oh my God, yeah.
Plus the music video, which was definitely one of the first things that got me interested in K-pop, the music video.
That music video was so true.